Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
If it's your birthday today, happy birthday, you old fart. You celebrate with LL Cool J.
Oh.
Who is LL Cool J when he's at home?
He's a rapper.
He is indeed. Ladies Love Cool James is his full name. Well, that's his...
Is that what it stands for?
Lady Loves Cool James.
I never knew that.
Todd Smith is his real name. James Todd Smith.
Todd Smith is his real name.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you wouldn't take a rapper with Todd Smith seriously, would you? Just no. It's not happening. It's not street. Anyway, LL Cool J is 57 today. Caleb Followill is the lead singer with the Kings of Leon.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, a lot of ladies love Caleb.
He's gorgeous. 49.
43.
Oh, sorry, Caleb.
He's only a pup. So he's the guitarist and lead singer with the Kings of Leon. A fine band if you get to see him. On this day in 1794, something pretty incredible happened for that time in history. The very first C-section took place. I don't have any more information if it was successful, or hopefully it was. But it happened on this day in 1794.
I'm surprised it was that early.
Yeah. Did you go au naturel or out the sunroof?
Au naturel.
Okay. Yeah.
Twice. Yeah.
Wow. That's
women are unreal.
Yeah, but it's not man flu, is it?
Oh, you know my what I mean? God.
On this day in... I mean, it's tough going. It's not man flu. On this day in 1990, a momentous day in television broadcasting. It was the very first showing of The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Premiered on Fox TV in the US. Now, I remember watching The Simpsons as a little kind of an insert into the Tracy Ullman show.
That's right.
In her TV show, it used to be a little kind of like two-minute drop-in or whatever. And that's how The Simpsons began. But on this day in 1990, it was his first time on the telly box. And thousands of episodes later, people are still watching it.
My kids still watch it. And they're 9 and 6.
Simpsons is great.
Yeah.
Now, Rory is a Simpsons fanatic. He will tell you that the last four or five seasons haven't been great. And they should have ended it.
But it's still popular.
Still huge. Up in Dublin, this is very strange. Have you heard about Cherry Tomato Bridge?
Oh, the frozen ones.
Yeah. A 230-year-old bridge has been renamed after jokers put a huge row of cherry tomatoes on top of this bridge and left them there. And then the cold snap kicked in and the tomatoes froze to the top of the bridge. You would expect birds would have hacked away at that. No, but they didn't go near them. This is in Drumcondra in Dublin. Now, I think this could be a very clever marketing gimmick incoming. Yeah. This is always linked to something.
Yeah.
Greengrocers. Yeah, some Dalmior are launching some new sauce or something now. You know something's coming down the line.
It's like didn't you have bananas there last week?
Somebody last week,
bananas
out. Some fellas leaving trays of bananas outside housing estates.
I don't know, lads.
Lads, eat them. Why are you buying them? Just eat them.
What a waste.
For God's sake. Anyway, the video has gone bananas on TikTok with people wondering what is going on with the tomatoes. Nobody seems to know. Ryanair have reiterated its call for a limit of 2 alcoholic drinks per passenger to be introduced at airport bars. It's to make it safer for everybody else.
Makes sense.
But still, when you get on the flight, you can buy loads on the flight.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah. I get you. So that's just for the airport.
So no more before you board. But when you get on, we'll sell you a few.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's one or the other, lads. It's one or the other. Starbucks, Vic, what have they done?
No idea.
They've come up with a solution to the common problem of non-Irish staff mispronouncing Irish names.
Oh yeah, they're hard to pronounce. You see,
what's like if you see Siobhan written down?
Yeah.
What, like, imagine if you're a foreigner and you see Siobhan.
I'll tell you what it says.
What does that do to your brain?
Siobhan is what you say.
Or Grania, or what's another one? Cuiva.
Aoife.
Yeah.
It starts with an A and an I.
So the coffee shop on Princess Street in Cork has created a cheat sheet for its staff. It spells out the phonetic pronunciation of popular names like Dervla, Anya, Dara, Rian and Siobhan. And each name is accompanied by a handy guide. Pronunciation, for example, Rian is pronounced R-E-E-A-N.
Oh yeah, makes sense, yeah.
And then Kieron is K-E-E-R-O-N.
Yeah.
So that's how they're doing it. Still going to make a hames of it, lads.
I know, but you know, at least they're trying.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Today is International Side Hustle Day, Victoria. It means that I want to hear what's the way you make of it? A little bit of Johnny Cash on the QT on the side, you know. Terms and conditions apply. What's your side hustle? And by side hustle, I mean, you've got your, maybe if you're working, you got your 9 to 5, but you, I don't know, you're down the garden shed making figurines out of wood, little Holy Marys for knock. You know, what's your thing that you do that generates a little bit of extra cash? Have you anything on the go, Kelly Murphy?
Here, I'd sing a few songs.
Sing a few songs.
Yeah, she'd that's her side hustle.
She'd bait an old bower on for you.
That's right.
And I charge.
Have you got a bit of a hustle on the side, have you?
I don't, actually. No, I have had in the past, but I don't at the minute.
What was your shimmy on the past?
It was kind of, I used to have a little arts and crafts thing that I used to make bits for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you make a few bob out of that?
A few bob, yeah, but nothing major.
Like a tenner?
Yeah,
probably,
like that.
Okay. All right, here's a list, everybody, of some side hustles, okay? These are ways in 2025 that you can make a bit of extra Johnny cash, okay? Monetizing your YouTube channel. Has anyone got a YouTube channel?
No.
You gotta build that up first, then you
Have
can sell
you got
ads.
One?
No, don't. My young fella does. He's got 7 subscribers.
Yes.
We're nearly there.
Gotta start somewhere.
Mr. Beast started with 7 subscribers once upon a time. Recording your own podcast as well. You can make that quite successful. Sell advertising, make a nice bit of money out of that. You can give local tours in your neighborhood.
That's a good idea.
All right, so you can give like, if you know, okay, let's go to Watergrass Hill. Here's Rory O'Hagan. Rory, give me a tour of Watergrass Hill, please.
On your right is a field. On your left, another field. Here we have the bar.
Yeah.
The shop.
Yeah.
Another shop.
What's the bar though?
The bar is called the Hut. It's a fantastic hut. And
that's
right next to a field.
And what about the chipper?
And the chipper is Johnny's Chipper, which is also next to a field.
And you've that really gorgeous pub that does delicious food.
Oh, Mahoney's, the award-winning Mahoney's Watergrass Hill. Fantastic.
And you've the motorway.
And we've got a motorway, which is also next to
a field.
See? There you go. You just earned yourself a tenner. You can wash and detail cars. Or you can do what I did when I was like 12. I used to, I lived beside a golf course, and at the end of, on a Sunday, of a big competition, when all the lads are out playing, they'd lose a load of balls. You'd go over, we'd find them, walk the whole course, go into the rough, collect all the golf balls and sell them back to the people that lost them.
There you go.
Made a fortune.
This just came in from Tara. Lads, I bake cakes every week and supply a local deli in Cork. I'm a teacher by day and a baker by night.
Nice.
Free to send stuff in, Tara.
Yeah, we've had loads of these in, actually.
What have we got over there?
Lads, my side hustle is jewellery. It's on Instagram. Look me up, please. It's called Billy's Girl Jewellery. The name comes from my late father, who passed away in February, because he always had a side hustle from Siobhan.
Oh, Siobhan, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, Billy's Girl Jewellery.
Yeah, that's it.
Spelled B-I-L-L-Y-S.
Yes.
Have a look at that and give it a little follow
Billy's
if
Girl
you can.
Billy's Girl Jewellery on Instagram. Lads, my side hustle is taking care of people's homes and their animals while they go on holiday and business trips abroad. I've been doing this for 9 years. I have the same clients every year. My work takes me to London, the South of France, Paris, Barcelona, Dublin and Kerry. I absolutely love it, and it's opened up a whole new world for me from Liv.
Liv, do you call around to people's homes?
Yes.
Like while the animals still are inside, or the dogs are out the back, or whatever the case may be, you feed them, walk them, bring them around.
Yeah, she house sits and then looks after the pet at the same time. That's what I'm getting from that.
That's brilliant.
My side hustle is that I give tours of Cork City Centre and some of the donut shops around the place with a company called Underground Donut Tours from Megan.
Megan, fantastic. There's loads of little side hustles going on.
There is.
We'll get back to more of these. Did you hear about the side hustles over in LA?
No.
Oh man, this is interesting. There are private firefighters that you can hire out in Los Angeles. They were set up years ago.
Yeah.
$10,000 a day.
It's unbelievable.
To hire a private firefighter to come around and stay at your house. That if there is, like the fires that happened, about 100 millionaires and billionaires have already hired these guys, and they turn up and they will stay at your home. They are dedicated to firefighting your property.
What, like until the fire has gone out?
Until the fire has gone out, until they control it, until they divert it, whatever they do.
I never knew that you could
$10,000 a day.
A private fire.
Some of these lads have been on site now since the fires at last week, have taken in 70, 80 grand.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
That's a side hustle.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
It's a Tuesday, it's the middle of January, and you're feeling it in your bones.
My name is Jeff.
This is King Joffrey, and this is Game of Moans.
Time for Game of Moans, as introduced by actual King Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Thank you, Joffers. Off with your head. I want to know what's going on in your world at the moment that's absolutely wrecking your head.
Yeah.
what you want to give out about. And this all started because Victoria came in a bit of a howler this morning. She came in, she's very upset because Victoria went off and bought a new phone. She's in the Samsung club as well. That's why I love you.
Oh, yeah.
But she came in this morning.
There's no hole.
Yes. That was her big, that was her big complaint.
Butt cracks.
There's no hole.
Oh, mother of God. What's going on in this station?
Shaving her birds.
There's no hole.
Of course, Victoria was referencing the fact that her convenient little jack for her mini jack for her stringy headphones is gone. She doesn't want to have to buy wireless ones.
No.
I think the other ones are healthier for you, aren't they? There's less.
The ones with the wire are supposed to be the best ones.
I think so. Yeah. So we have discovered, we have found a little mini jack for you that goes
Denise
into a, goes into a Type C. So now you,
there's no hole.
That problem is solved.
Yeah.
So you get your.
Except now I have to go away and buy one of those jacks to put into. Yeah,
it'll only be a fiver.
I know, but it's just annoying, lads.
Okay.
Anyway, that's how we started.
That's how we started. Okay, so Game of Moans this morning. I want to know what is going on in your world.
Okay, yeah.
What you want to give out about?
Yeah.
I want to hear from you. Let's go.
Morning, Casey. Rick, how's things?
Good.
My rant for the morning is the tunnel and people overtaking in the tunnel. People, there is a continuous white line. That means you do not overtake. I think 90% of the people in Cork need to go back and learn how to drive again. It drives me absolutely nuts.
Thank you very much,
yeah,
buddy.
I hear you. I think that's a valid point you just made there, Tony.
Now, Tony, the question I have for you, do you feel a little bit better? Just marginally better than you did 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, he does.
Your voice notes, please. What's wrecking your head at the moment? What's going on?
We've got a few more in here.
What's going on?
Lads, people parking in loading bays absolutely does my nut in.
That's somebody who's on delivery duty.
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken, I hear.
Get yourself a nice little fine for that, wouldn't you?
Herself is wrecking my head at the minute, but I'm not going to give you the name of the person that sent that in because it's just going to get worse for you.
Game of Moans this morning. Who have I got? Oh, vapors in Cork City. This has come in many, many times in different variations. When you're walking down the street and there's somebody in front of you and then you have something that's equivalent to a nightclub fog machine.
That's a pretty good description.
Blasting strawberry tulips or whatever the flavour is. Strawberry bingo, whatever. Banana hammock, whatever flavour.
It is clouds of smoke. Those things are clouds of smoke, aren't they?
Where does it come from? And then you're obviously you take a blast of that in the face. So a lot of people are annoyed. Vapors. A lot of people are annoyed with you.
I'm the worst culprit of it at the moment. Everyone is wrecking my head because everyone's coughing and everyone has a flu-y kind of cordy cough.
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
Everyone is dying with something.
It won't go away.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I have that exact same thing. I've had it for 3 weeks and it just will not disappear. It won't sharper.
Vicky, you all right?
I told you, there's no hole in my phone.
Okay, she couldn't find her hole this morning and that was a major problem. But she got a new phone. Vic is new to the whole kind of wireless headphone thing.
Oh,
but we have resolved that problem. Let's see what's going on. Phil. Oh, Phil. If ever there was a man to give out.
Secondary schools, parent-teacher meetings at 4:15 on a Tuesday. No, we actually work as well, teachers. That's how we can afford your fees.
All right, why can't they do parent-teacher meetings over Zoom?
I know. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Just dial in. Let me sit in the toilet. I'll find out how Caleb's getting on in English.
Pretend to pay attention, nod and smile. Yeah, yeah.
Tracy!
Morning, lads. The one thing that does my head in is people who park in their parent and child spots and get out of the car and they've got no child with them. And I totally agree with Tony. I think half the people in Cork got their bloody licences out of a lucky bag.
Yeah.
Licences out of a lucky bag. I love that one.
Driving licences. Brilliant.
Fail 'em.
I agree with the guy that spoke about overtaking in the tunnel, but my moan is the 650 million miles of road around the country where fools sit in the fast lane and will not pull in.
Okay, see. Don't. Okay.
Yeah,
he's going to. He doesn't like the fast lane bit.
It's called the overtaking lane, not the fast lane.
Fail him.
Play the song.
Fail him. Fail him.
There is no such thing as a fast lane. It's an overtaking lane, not a fast lane. I've put it in a song to make it last. There is no lane for driving fast. Why do people call it a fast lane? It's an overtaking lane, not a fast lane. When you want to overtake, the car in front use the overtaking lane, you dope.
Why would they put it? They'd never put up a sign going, "Hey, everybody, this is the fast lane. Let's drive really fast today." It's encouraging people to drive really fast.
Yeah.
So what you do is when you're in this lane on the left, you just use it to overtake and you go back into the next lane.
Yeah.
Okay? So overtaking. Are we okay with that?
All right, calm
okay,
down.
All together
calm
now.
Down.
There is no such thing as a fast lane. It's an overtaking lane, not a fast lane. Please don't call it that, you langer. You'll end up giving me a banger. Overtaking lane. It's called overtaking.
Oh, do you feel better now?
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Is this Rory versus KC this morning?
Yeah, let's go for that.
Right, Rory versus KC. Rory starts, go.
Okay. What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
Don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
Well, hey! what did Michael Jackson say when his nose fell off?
very good. Did you hear about the tree that went into banking? It started its own branch.
Oh, it's good Lord.
KC.
All right. Lads, I bought a vinyl record yesterday called Sounds Wasps Make. I got home and I played it and I said to myself, that doesn't sound anything like it, like wasps. And then I realised I was playing the B-side.
Oh, God. The B-side. That was dreadful. In a dad gag way.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you call an elephant in a telephone booth?
Don't know.
Stuck.
Hey!
That was dreadful as well.
Terrible, I love it. Lads, I spent my entire life savings on pasta, but, you know, hey, it was worth every penny.
I like that one. I like that. I like that one.
My wife told me she wanted to play a game of strip poker. It turns out she just wanted to do the laundry, so I ended up folding.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Lads, my memory has gone so bad that I think I could organise a surprise party for myself.
What a joke.
I would do something like that. Yeah.
My grandfather once told me that there are two words in a person's life that will open a lot of doors.
Mm-hmm.
Push and pull.
I think this might be one of my favourite dad gags of all time. What do you call a group of Scottish goats?
Don't know.
A Billy colony.
My wife taught me to take the spider out instead of killing him. So I took him out. We had a few drinks. He's a nice guy. He's a web designer.
It was even more.
Oh, that's brilliant.
My wife has left me. It's because of my obsession with the band The Monkees. I thought she was joking, but then I saw her face.
Then I saw her face. Very good. Go on.
Why did the computer hate commuting to work?
I don't know.
It had a hard drive.
Whey! Last one from me. I'm working on my addiction to marshmallows, chocolates and nuts. To be honest, it's a rocky road.
Yeah,
all right.
I love that. I think KC takes it today.
Hold on a second. Can I just stop the music there? Can I just have a moment of silence? And can you repeat that, please?
No. Do you want to listen to this for the rest
wins
of the day?
Today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done.
And good night.
Award.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
I hope you're doing all right. This is KC. Victoria's over there in the crow's nest. People are saying you're supposed to be in better form after a long sleep after a hen party here.
I'm still annoyed, you know, lads.
It's the day two blues. What am I saying? Day four now for you, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
It's your own fault for going on the hen party, okay?
It's my own fault for smashing the phone in the first place, lads.
Oh, is this a phone issue or is it a...
This is the phone. I told you
emotional.
I can't find a holder for the headphones. I now have a holeless phone. There's no hole. Yeah.
Why is there...
There's no hole.
Butt cracks.
What's... Are you really, really that upset over the fact...
Well, now I'm going to have to go away and buy a new set of headphones.
I know, but that's the way... That's how the economy works. Forcing you in to buy new technology. Yeah. You still want those old stringy iPhone 2 headphones
that
you have? Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Now you're talking my language.
Are you a bit tight, are you?
No, I'm not tight, but you always lose.
Are you frugal?
No, I wouldn't say so.
No?
No. Now, they do say that the English can peel an orange in their pocket without telling anyone. But, you know.
Peel an orange in my pocket.
Without telling anyone.
It's what date is it today? Halfway through January. It's the 14th. 63 days to go in January. We were talking yesterday about the curse of January on relationships and marriages. How after the Christmas, things just go south. Yeah. Like thousands and thousands of people pull plug on their marriages, be it they've had a bad Christmas or they've been thinking about it over the whole Christmas.
Yeah.
And they kind of decided that's it. I'm not happy in life. I need a fresh start. I need to move on. Pep Guardiola and his wife have just broke up. Man City manager.
Yeah.
30 years together.
Wow.
Decided to pull plug over Christmas. You never ever see his wife with him, really. He's not a very kind of a... You don't see them out like out together for dinner or anything.
You don't really see that in general with football managers, do you?
I don't think you do.
No,
you're
you
right,
don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Occasionally, I've seen Jose's Mourinho's wife a couple of times, but that's about it.
Yeah. So after 30 years together, it comes as Pep has endured a shocking string of poor results. Man, he's having a very, very bad season, is our boy Pep.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when it when
that's
it rains,
probably put a strain on the marriage as well.
Why? Because he's lost so many games. Yeah. Never thought of it that way. Yeah. My God. Go on, Pep. I was in a sheer dress the
day that we met. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Representing the town of Carrigaline and all its mighty people, it's John Duggan. Good morning, Johnny.
Morning, Casey. How are you?
We meet again, sir. John,
we
meet again. John's a former 9 out of 10er. He's handy at this crack.
Yeah.
Can you recall the question that cost you €1,000 the last time, John?
I actually don't.
Okay. What are the chances that it pops up again?
I know. Let's hope it doesn't.
Fairly likely.
Yeah.
I got a good feeling today.
Why is that?
I just have a good feeling about John.
Just Tuesday energy. Well, John, if he's done a 9 out of 10, this means he's hot to trot,
exactly.
Like, so.
Let's go.
John, you have 60 seconds to take a grand off us. Here we go. The very best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
All right, question number one. Which Chris will play live at the Marquee? Chris Kent or Chris Kamara?
Chris Kent.
Finish the name of this pop artist. Dua
Lipa.
Question number three. Vancouver is a city. Where would you find it?
Vancouver.
Yeah, it's a city in what country?
Canada.
Yeah, question number four. Which ancient people mummified bodies?
Egyptians.
Question number five. What boxer took on Jake Paul recently? They had a huge... Yeah, correct. Question number six. Sorry, who's the lead singer with the Foo Fighters?
David Grohl.
Question seven. Christopher Lloyd played Dr. Brown in what trilogy?
Back to the Future.
Question eight. What word means three offspring born at the same time?
Triplets.
Any idea what year Facebook started?
2000 and...
Quickly.
Nine.
Question number ten. What popular number puzzle originated in Japan? If you'd just given me Facebook a little bit earlier,
we would have got there.
Well, maybe. You would have got there with the 10 out of 10, definitely.
Yeah.
Chris Kent, live at the Marquee. Get your tickets and do not miss that show. Dua Lipa is correct. Canada is correct. The Egyptians are correct. Jake Paul, Dave Grohl, Back to the Future is correct. Triplets is correct. And the year that Facebook started was...
2004
is right, Vic. It's correct. It was 2004. And the popular number puzzle that originated in Japan, Sudoku or Sudoku.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Whichever way you're having it yourself.
Ah, John.
We've stepped back to an 8 out of 10.
John.
We're gone
back
one.
To us again.
But we will talk to you another day, Johnny, I hope.
All right, we'll go again.
Take care, buddy.
You've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living.
Yes, you do.
Ah, very good.
That's two lovely cushions for the sitting room now that you must have. See you later, John. Thanks
Bye,
a million.
John.
Thanks
All right.
A million.
We do pop quiz every single morning, 8:15. If you want to play the qualifying question in and around 5 to 8. If you want to play tomorrow's game, just text pop quiz right now. I'm not giving you a qualifying question. Just text pop quiz right now. If you're doing like 8s and 9s out of this game, for the love of God, give it a go. We'll keep you on file.
In a filing cabinet.
Oh, that's brilliant. Do that again. We'll keep you on file.
In a filing cabinet.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream more football than ever with the Premier League, Champions League and Europa League.
Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM and that is Miles Smith and Stargazing. It is 20:00 in the morning. I tell you, just people love giving out. And it's good to get it out of your system.
It's very cathartic, lads.
Game of Moans continues.
People that pick up their dog crap and leave it in the bag on the side of the path. Ridiculous. They've taken something that would break down and be gone in a few weeks, weatherproofed it, and it's going to last for years.
He's right.
It's on the ball.
Who is that?
Let me see who sent that in to me now. Is that that's the Foxy lad. Morning, Foxy.
Foxy lad, I could not agree more. Why would you just hang it on a tree? Have you seen it hanging on the trees? Have you seen them do that? They hang it on the tree as if it's a bauble on a Christmas tree.
The worst is when you see somebody out walking their dog and the dog goes into arch back mode and you know it's coming. You know it's coming. But then they decide, conveniently, now's the time I'm going to whip up my phone and look this direction.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea that my dog is dropping a load. Absolutely no. Oh, there's Sheila on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, look, she had a hen. And then... quick look to the glance to the side. Dog is straightened out again. Let's keep walking.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah. It is so annoying.
It really is.
Especially, like, this is if you have a dog and you let your dog do his business, you got to consider people in wheelchairs.
You have, and
you know what I mean?
I just say also people with pushing buggies around.
Buggies, wheelchairs, people that have vision impairment and everything. You got to consider all of those things.
You have.
Clean up after your doggy.
Absolutely.
All right. Your doggy, if your doggy could, it'd clean up after you. Jeez, imagine if the doggy did the dishes for you.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Red FM's cash machine.
20 to 8 with €111,000 for you to get your hands on. If you want to win this incredible amount of money, Cash Machine has €111,000 that's going to go on Friday. Not guaranteed. But it will be guaranteed if you answer your phone within five rings. Now, to get involved with Cash Machine, this is what you need to do. You got to text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. When you do, it will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You need to be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. We make the phone call on Friday during Kira's show. So once you get a little receipt from Cash Machine saying you're in the draw, the next thing you do, and it's hugely important, set a reminder to be listening to Red FM. Just set a little alert. Make sure your clock goes off at 3 p.m. this Friday. It means the phone is on, charged up, off airplane mode, in front of your face, ready to go to take a call that will change your January, change your 2025, and put €111,000 into your bank account tax-free. Tax-free. You get nothing for nothing these days.
Yeah, you're right.
That'll be in your bank account on Friday evening. Text RED to 57557 and you're in the draw.
FM Breakfast with KC.